Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I'm super ripped. And I love movies.
This is Rob Loves Movies.
Coming to you once again from underground, deep underground at Comedy Works in downtown Denver, Colorado. I don't have statistics to back this up, but I think the smartest state in the country might just be my opinion. It's Saturday, October 24, let's call it, 2015. Let me see your name tags, Denver. Hold them up a mile high. Oh, this is crazy. I am definitely gonna vine the moment when my guests have to pick between all of these name tags. The Nightmare Before Christina, with actual human bones taped to it. Spark Man, who's Spark? You're Spark Man? Spark is your last name? Sparkman is your last name? All right, Spark Man. Jim's Apartment, because your name is Apartment. Rasta Jeff brought a Rasta Jeff me instead of Super High me. And it keeps it in really good condition. Folded it up in 16ths and then... Yeah, you almost rolled something with it. Wow, you guys got... You came in last minute real up close and you have these banners that I don't understand. It's like your coat of arms or something? And then you just put... Did you put a movie title on there somewhere? No? Okay. Here's 10 things I hate about you. Someone likes build a title. Tucker, the man, the myth, and the machine, or whatever that was called. But your name's just Tucker. Yeah, that makes it easy. You don't have to fuck around. And there's a light up one that strangely, it's lit up, but I still can't read it. It's Kylander instead of Kyle Lander instead of Highlander? Okay. Well, good job, everybody. There's lots of good ones. There's a That Thing You Do poster back there. I recognize that. I recognize a lot of the images. ex Mikina instead of Machina. Oh, Mikina? Your name's Mike? All right. What is this? Why does it say all that on the back of your poster? Oh, that's the front. Okay. This is the lightsaber used to slay Jar Jar. You're welcome. I'm Asher. And then there's a lightsaber taped to it. You should just get on a freeway off-ramp and just get money for that sign. I'll kill Jar Jar for food. Well, you guys, I got to do a few plugs before moving on. You can put the lights... Are the lights still on the audience? I think they are. You could dim those now. Wait, where'd the audience go? Douglas Movies is happening at the Nerd Melt Showroom in Meltdown Comics this Tuesday, October 27th. And I'll be in Tampa, Florida on Tuesday, October 29th. And Halloween, October 30th. That show's at 4:20. Wear a costume / name tag for fun. That's the only reason I can think of to do it. I don't know if you'd be more likely to get chosen for the games, but Douglas Movies is also coming to San Francisco on New Year's Eve at 4:20 at Cobb's Comedy Club, so you can make it a fun early night, or you could go to parties afterwards. I'm not in charge of your life. I don't give a fuck about how it works into your plans. I just hope it does. DouglasMovies.com. That's DouglasMovies.com. Before I get into the prize bag, the coolest thing just happened. I was walking down 15 and 15th Street, and as I do to get to this club, Comedy Works on 15th Street, and I passed by a art gallery. And I looked in the window, and it was all art that was based off of Disney properties. So it's like Disneyland, Disney movies, Marvel, all of that shit. And so that I got excited, and then I remembered that somebody from that gallery had tweeted me, you should come by, and I'll give you something for the... He called it the grab bag. I'll give you something for the grab bag. And this guy at this place, it's called the Incredible Art Gallery. Ask for Jared. And like I said, they've got Star Wars, Disney, all this stuff, all this artwork. And the thing that he gave me for the grab bag, I'm just going to keep it. You guys are going to understand when you see this shit. It's too cool for me. I mean, it's a cool thing for the grab bag, and I think you guys would love it. But... I flip it over and it's like $1 million taped to the... I guess I should have just given the gallery a plug and not even shown it to you guys. Shouldn't be rubbing it in, but it's so cool. It's called, it's not easy being green, it is not. Easy being green, it is not. And look at this. That's the most awesome thing ever. It's Yoda and Kermit the Frog just hanging out in a swamp. I don't know if it's Yoda's planet or Kermit's. I don't know who's visiting who. You'd assume maybe Kermit was visiting Yoda since he was in his robe, but it could be a traveling robe. It's hard to know. But could somebody come take this from me so that, somebody that's been prearranged to take it? There you go. Take good care of that. My precious new thing. But that doesn't mean the prize bag isn't going to be amazing. All three guests today brought super great things for the prize bag, and I brought the usual garbage. I brought... Shmovie! The game you've been hearing about and wondering about, but not purchasing yourself, could be yours today. A Douglas Movies t-shirt. This feels like a big one. So that'll fit anybody. Might be a 90. I just wore this on Getting Done with High the other day to plug the nice people at Mid-City Pizza in New Orleans. And now I put it in the prize bag. It smells like me and everything. A copy of Promotional Tool, a Taylor Swift wristband thingy, plastic wristband, and whatever my guests brought. And my guests are three good ones, three of my favorites who happen to be in town and willing to participate. Please give a big warm welcome to Harlan Williams, Jeff Tate, and Pete Davidson. Meet them individually. On my far left, it's Harlan Williams, everybody!
Hi. Live long and eggnog.
How are you, man?
I'm great, man. This is a treat. It's great to be here in this, like, underground Walking Dead zombie bunker.
Yeah, we're safe if shit goes down out there.
We're safe. We're safe.
We're gonna all come out of here.
I'm wearing a condom. Well, people are gonna laugh at me. Maybe this isn't the forum for me.
Yeah, I don't think you came here to do some serious movie criticism, and people are just gonna laugh at you.
Wow, this is tough.
You're performing over at the other Comedy Works in town.
Yeah.
What do they call that one?
It's either south or north. I don't know which
one. It's...
What is it? I just kind of call it the Papa Do's Club because it's...
It's right next door to Papa Do's.
They should name that place Papa Zit because the food's so fucking greasy. It's Papa Zit.
Well, I look forward to having them as a sponsor on the show.
How about Papa Smurf? Is that better?
That's better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was Papa Smurf
you
an
walk
avatar?
Out of there blue and sick to your stomach.
Yeah. With acne, yeah.
What do you got for the prize bag, Harlan?
Oh, wow. I got this. It's a magic shirt. Can you hold this for me for one sec?
But hold it up to his mouth so he can talk still.
So basically, you it's a magic shirt, and people come up to you and go, what the hell does it say? And you fold it like this. And it says, fuck off. So it's basically like a friendly magic fuck off shirt, and kids love magic. So hopefully lots of kids will come up to you, and you can tell, like, they'll go, what the hell is that? And you say, fuck off, kid. Which we always want to do to kids. Fucking kids.
I'd wear it and like go up to somebody and go, could you give me directions? And like in the middle of the directions, just be like, I don't know if I can do it right.
Why do you make it look like Victoria's Secret? It's real sexy the way he did that.
Yeah.
I could almost see your areolas through your seven fucking sweaters. What are you going, camping later?
We have the same clothes on.
Well, let's go camping together. I'll get the deep woods off, you get the fucking
diarrhea
pills.
It's just a hoodie over a t-shirt, man.
We could be homeless, me and you.
It's... The weather in Denver is very exciting right now because when you walk down the street, it changes every block. Because if you're on a shady block, it gets really cool. But if you're on a sun block, you get fucking sun-faced. Pete Davidson is here, everybody. Doing shows all weekend long here, right here on this very stage, and loving it.
Love it here.
Yeah, he's having a great time. I keep telling him that. And you're having a great time getting me high with your weed.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can just get it here.
You can totally just get it. I went over to Lodo Wellness.
Yeah,
and you today, can, like, did a little shopping. Also picked up some underwear. I got hemp underwear.
I got shampoo. I got weed shampoo. I've been showering like all week. I took like 9 showers.
We don't know if our teenager's masturbating or getting high in the shower. We just know he's been in there a lot. And
it's not an either or.
Yeah, now that you mention it, yeah. I'm gonna put some weed shampoo in my pubes.
Shampoo?
Shampoo. So, P, you got a week off from SNL, so of course you come to Colorado. It's a perfect getaway.
It's great.
Yeah. And do you have something for the bag?
I do. I have Frosted Flake socks.
What do you think of those, Harlan?
Wait, can I do it? They're great.
Yeah. I was going to go down the line and ask until somebody said they're great.
Oh, man.
And if nobody did, I was going to finish the bit with it.
My grandpa's going to love that joke.
They kind of feel like cereal boxes.
Yeah.
Like, they're not the softest socks I've ever felt.
Yeah, I got them at a candy store, so.
So they're made out of candy.
I have a, I have a Count Chocula thong. Oh, if you're going to laugh.
All right, go ahead and sing it.
You what?
Could you sing that thong for us?
Oh, how dare you. How dare you. I hope that weird fucking vegetable crisper on the wall hits you in the head.
They do have some weird items on the wall here.
I feel like there's like pterodactyl eggs incubating in there.
I think so, yeah. Thing? I saw Newman walking around earlier looking for...
I'm just calling to the babies. All right, fuck you. Don't answer. I don't care. Be eggs.
And Jeff Tate is here, everybody.
Hello. Hey, everybody. Hello.
What'd you bring?
I brought 2 shirts.
We brought so much clothes for you guys.
Yeah. I got this bag from the airport.
This bag was third runner-up for the role in American Beauty. But they decided to go with one that wasn't advertising a TV network.
They couldn't get the rights to a CNBC.
Yeah. I love airports with the CNBC store, the Fox News store, the E! Entertainment store. They just stick those names on bodegas, essentially.
Yeah, I'm a fan of magazine that owns stores. Magazines. I got a denim on denim shirt. Denim on denim right there. And this is from this is a shirt from a place called Destination Dogs in New Brunswick, New Jersey. And if you ever end up in New Brunswick, New Jersey, that fucking hot dog place is fantastic. It's the fucking shit. And I got a stitch kit for speakersilence.org. If you want to go there. That's a cool organization, nonprofit, hooks up adult survivors of child sex abuse with pro bono counseling. So.
I'm so glad I didn't try to make a joke. I was like, I'm going to get him. Oh, thank God. I didn't fucking say anything.
No, it's, I mean, you can.
No.
Go ahead.
No. Harlan?
No, I just thought it was odd that people clapped really hard for child sex abuse.
Well, no, we're all against it.
Okay, I didn't hear that part.
No, we're excitedly against it. Okay. Brings us to our feet.
Yeah, it's, I mean...
My magic fuck off shirt is also for the same thing. How you feeling, kid?
Yeah, we're...
Oh, fuck off, okay.
Harlan and I want to tell child sex predators to fuck off. Like, that's our...
Yeah, that's
our,
it. That's right? What we want to do.
Your problem.
Fuck
yeah.
off, yeah. sex predator.
That's something we can all get behind. Right.
They you still have that right show on. To Catch a Predator. Is that still on?
Nope. No.
I wish that... I always wanted that guy to catch a predator to really, like, walk in, and there was, like, a real predator there, like a full-grown African lion. And he's like, what are you doing here? And it just eats his face.
I was picturing the lion with, like, Sixzema. Like, the lion was there, like, oh, I'm here to meet Hillary. But you're a lion. Hey. I always wanted an episode of that show to end up with the guy from Cheaters. To, like, the guy's like, I think my girlfriend's fucking a bunch of weirdos in this house. And then they show up, and then Chris Hansen comes out like, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? My girlfriend's an actress, and she keeps fucking creeps. Then they all go to hell.
I'm glad we got that out of off our chest, man. That's nice. I feel better. I feel real good. And dirty. Dirty and good.
Well, it's been 7 years since I was able to do my Catch a Predator bit, but you opened the door for me.
I love it when the guys brought baked goods for the kid, right? What's in the bag? And he pulls out delicious, freshly made croissants. Maybe I watched too many episodes. Don't judge.
I didn't find that show funny because, like, I was the age that the predators were fucking when that show came out.
Yeah. That's okay.
It was like American Horror Story for you.
Yeah. Oh, dude, have you been watching that with the fucking
I have
drill
not.
Dick?
No, nuh-uh.
Yo, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Guy is a demon with a drill cock.
A drill
I
cock?
I named him Steve. Yeah.
Well, he has like a drill cock?
No, there's a demon in American Horror Story that he rapes you with his drill cock.
Like a Black and Decker drill cock?
No, seriously, he pulls down...
No, it's a Black and Decker.
He pulls down his pants.
That's racist is what that is.
No, he pulls down his pants and it just fucking...
Wow, so he could fuck you and then hang art.
Yeah. They not really utilize
fuck
like
art and then hang him.
They show his weird dick on TV.
Yeah, well, it's a drill, so. Yeah, they can show
it's not
his,
nudity if it's
a drill.
Drill.
His drill coming out of his.
Wait, is it like
it would be
area?
Weird if they blurred that.
Yeah. Well, I think
it's like no, not even in this world, you guys.
It's weird that they thought it up in the first place.
That'd be great to get some Phillips head. For my Home Depot homies. My Home Depot homies. Can I get an associate to the stage? An associate to the stage, please. An associate to the stage. It's for my Home Depot homies, too.
Sometimes when he's drilling a woman, he asks her to play with his lug nuts.
All right.
Too soon.
Too much.
Too, soon.
Too much, too soon.
Too soon, yeah.
Have you been to the movies lately, Harlan? Have you seen a film recently that you
I saw
tell
Steve
us about?
Jobs yesterday.
You did?
And by the way, this is what I learned from the movie. I don't know if you guys know this. Steve Jobs, his first name wasn't actually Steve. It was Blow.
I missed that part.
Yeah. Blow Jobs was unbelievable. Smart guy. That joke was for the 4-year-olds listening.
4-year-olds love blowjob jokes.
Yeah, they do. What are you listening to?
Hey, it doesn't do much good to throw the demographic out after you've told the joke.
Yeah, that's
you should
true.
Do that before so that they know to listen.
Yeah, listen up, 4-year-olds. I saw blowjobs yesterday.
There's somebody out there right now that's like, I work at Home Depot. What'd he say?
Associate to the stage, associate to the stage.
What about his brother, Hand?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck you, it's not okay when I do it. Oh,
come
suck
on.
My dick.
Hey, that's
fuck blow- you.
That's what a blowjob is.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey.
Oh, wow.
Oh, don't man. Forget his Uncle Dirty Jobs.
All right, that was uncalled for.
Wait. Hold on. I don't have one yet, but hold on.
You're the Ben Bailey of riffing. Just give me a moment.
Wait. He has a sister named Summer.
Summer Jobs.
Right? And mine's not dirty. Yeah. It's still a good pun.
I feel bad I started this now.
Could have went with
now.
Rim.
What?
Could have went with Rim.
Rim.
Oh, Rim.
Rim Jobs.
Oh, the butt.
Okay, you yeah. Keep it.
Yeah. Or the very obvious
oh, the
boob.
Butt.
I'm not
boob job.
Oh,
boob jobs.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
I mean, no. I could go all fucking day.
Yeah,
I mean,
you got a lot. Huh? You got a lot. You
know, this is the worst episode of Match Game ever.
I've spent 10 years wondering why I never got on Saturday Night Live. And just that riff right there, now I know. I'm not, right? I can only come up with one, maybe two. I thought of blowjobs too, but Harlan already said it. And then Summer, that's it. You have a whole list. Boob job.
Did you like Steve Jobs?
I did. I didn't think I'd like it because I thought they're going to play up, you know, the him and his daughter angle all the way through it. And it was going to be, what was that movie, the Stephen Hawking movie?
Stephen Hawking?
Yeah.
This, yeah, Theory of Everything?
Yeah, so I went to that thinking it was going to be about his life and his brilliance, and it was about his love life, and I didn't give a crap. I wanted to know about his superior mind. And so I was worried Steve Jobs was going to be about him and his daughter, and they wouldn't show all his accomplishments, but they did show it all. So the daughter was kind of a light B story. So I ended up really liking the movie.
You mean his daughter didn't get a lot of attention, much like in real life?
Yeah.
Kind of overlooked.
You were hoping that the movie would ignore his daughter much like he did.
Yeah. Pretty much. I hate his daughter.
As
she's
opposed
a mad.
To just,
yeah, that little brat.
She's a little apple.
I'm your daughter. And he's like, prove it.
Yeah.
You could just reach into your pocket and find out about Steve Jobs' accomplishments. I have one somewhere.
Yeah, we're all carrying them around with us all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
He thought up phones.
Yeah. They didn't even touch on the phones in the movie. They didn't even get that far. They just got to the iMac. Looked like a blue, like a plastic, looked like a Swedish hockey helmet, that thing.
Oh, you cleared it up. Thanks for the example.
Yeah.
You were really reaching for a point of reference that we would all get. And
a
Swedish hockey helmet.
A Swedish, blue Swedish hockey helmet. You got it.
Are there any Swedish hockey fans here? Because
Liars. All liars.
Some guy yelled,
They're all liars. Except some of them might be Lars. But the rest of them are liars. Pete, I know you were thinking about seeing Goosebumps today, but that didn't happen, right?
Yeah. I feel like people in Denver make a lot of plans at night for like the next day, and then it just doesn't happen.
Yeah, last night I'm going to see Goosebumps tomorrow.
I'm going to see Goosebumps tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then, it didn't
then
happen.
It turned in, I got to get over to Doug's show now that it's 4 o'clock.
Yeah. I saw Fight Club.
How? Like Netflix or something?
I bought it on Xbox Video.
Okay.
I don't know why I felt the need to say that.
And you had never seen it previously?
I've never seen it before.
Okay.
And wow, what a movie.
Yeah, right?
Anything with meatloaf in it is a home run.
That was sick.
Oh, fuck.
That was awesome.
It's like Mary Callender's all the way.
Even bigger tits. It was so weird.
Yeah, huge tits.
It was awesome.
Had the twist of Fight Club already gotten to you? Like, did you know going in what the twist was?
No, I had no idea.
And were you surprised by it?
No, when it happened, I was like, get the fuck out. The whole time? Wow. Wow.
Wait.
Kind of makes you want to watch it again.
What's the twist?
Oh, fuck you.
You've never seen Fight Club?
No, I have seen it. I just don't. What's the twist?
Brad Pitt is a figment of Edward Norton's imagination. There is no Tyler Durden. Tyler Durden.
Oh, shit. I just got it mixed up with The Crying Game.
What's that?
Fight Club, the twist. Okay. I thought Brad Pitt had a car.
It was awesome. And also, I like... I totally understand now why my mom wanted to fuck Brad Pitt. Like, watching that movie, I was like, oh, I get it. You know, because I grew up on,
why,
like,
why your mom? Why not just women in general?
I don't know. I don't
Is
know,
Is that
Doug?
Something your mom would say at the breakfast table every day?
I didn't think you would dive into it.
I want to fuck.
I have no response for that.
I want to fuck the fake guy from Fight Club. I bet, I'd be more concerned if my mom wanted to fuck Brad Pitt than if just women did in general. Like, I understand why ladies want to do stuff to other people.
My mom wanted to fuck Meatloaf. Is that?
Yeah, put it on the table and do it
so
in front of everybody.
So I guess my grandma wanted to fuck Meatloaf.
That's right.
Wow. Oh, what? Oh, it was an old joke. All right.
There is a bit of an age difference between a few of our panelists.
There is.
You guys
there
know
is.
That you could probably just set that up, right? Like, Meatloaf will probably fuck your mom.
Oh, like a bat out of hell?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know your music. I know you old fucks' his music. Fucking Creedence Clearwater. I know it. Bon Jovi. Fucking, I know.
Yeah. That's
it,
nice
right?
Day.
That's it.
You're right on it. You're all over it. You're in the wheelhouse.
All right, so what about you, Jeff? Have you been to the movies?
Yeah,
we're,
I saw just, that.
We're almost out of time.
I saw that movie, Bridge of Spies.
Oh, I'm sorry.
One person in the back, and that makes
Did
sense.
Did that person in the back like it? Really? Okay.
Yeah.
No, it was, I didn't really like it. I thought it was boring. Like, it was a lot of, it's a lot of paperwork spy stuff. Like, where it's like, it's a spy thriller, but it's just a guy being like, come on. No, but come on. Hang on. Let me go ask the other guy. Come on. And Spielberg does this thing, like he did the thing like he did in Munich where like introduced characters and then just didn't do anything with them.
But I heard that Mark Rylance, who plays the like the key witness in the whatever's
yeah,
going on,
yeah.
I heard he's terrific.
Oh yeah, that guy's great, the yeah. Russian dude.
Yeah.
That guy's great, that there's this Tom Hanks fella in it.
I love Tom Hanks, but, you know, I was hoping this one would be a little bit more like Catch Me If You Can, but it sounds like more like The Terminal.
Hey, that it's
horrible.
It's like a...
It's so funny how upset you guys get. It's like a whole room full of people who love movies.
They spent 20 minutes in this movie trying to explain to me that the guy who flew the U-2 fighter pilot bomb thing... The plane that crashed would know stuff about it. It spent 20 minutes showing him being like, now you know secret stuff. Like, yeah, you fly the thing. Like, we all knew that. You're a pilot. You fly the thing.
I'm sure when we're watching the movie, this will make sense. But right now, it's a little hard to follow.
Fighter jet that's like stealth and takes pictures.
I'm sorry. I meant, let's move on. I kind of wish you'd seen Goosebumps, because I think you'd probably describe it easier.
For the first time on this show, I saw a movie and actually have a legitimate opinion about it. And you shoot me down. I'm going to go back to just saying...
I just didn't want to do 20 minutes on the 20 minutes of that movie that you thought were pointless.
No, I thought I was just going to redo that sentence. Anyway, I saw Lone Ranger, and it's fucking dope.
Did you ever see Lone Ranger, Harlan?
I saw the first part of it, but as soon as I saw Johnny Depp, it looked like he fell in like French toast batter.
For the listeners, that wasn't a triumphant mic drop by Harlan. Like he said that and threw his mic down. That was Pete Davidson losing control of his...
What happened?
Dropping his microphone from laughing so hard.
It looked like he dumped
Johnny
his
Depp
face.
Looked like pancake batter.
Yeah.
And pancake batter.
No, I said French toast batter.
Whatever.
But it looked like he had... It looked like he dumped his face in French toast batter and had SARS.
Wait, what's the difference? What's the difference between pancake and French toast batter?
French... What's that?
No.
Eggs.
French toast.
Eggs. Eggs.
I didn't want this.
Enough of the goddamn eggs.
It was meant to be a little riff.
It's cinnamon, motherfuckers, all right? Come on. Jesus Christ. Cinnamon.
So you didn't care for the lady who did Johnny Depp's makeup? And that's why you don't like that movie, is the makeup?
Well, it was just one example of a lot of things.
But you didn't get to the end where that guy rode a horse onto a train.
Yeah, that you could either say that was spectacular and entertaining, or that was one of the dumbest things I've ever seen, because that could not have ever possibly have happened.
That's why it's cool. It's a movie.
No, but it's got like current style action in a movie that takes place in the Old West. It's like Wild Wild West. Do you like that one too?
Yeah, it's fun. Bridge of Spies, all the shit in Bridge of Spies happened boring.
Yeah.
No one rode a horse onto a train.
Right, there's no one. There's
you
no giant
gone to,
mechanical
bridges
spider.
Of, Bridges of Madison Spies. That had a little more romance in it. Too soon. You know where else they had a horse? A horse jumped in the sequel to 300. Did you see 301 or whatever the hell it was called? What was the sequel to 300?
300, Rise of the Machines.
Something, and there were like boats moving at about 1 knot per hour. And you can't combine those two, I know, because a knot is already a measurement of speed. But it's also a wonderful baked good. They had a horse jump. The ending was a horse jump, just like with fucking French Toast Willie or whatever his name was.
Oh, Tonto? You forgot the name Tonto?
Tonto. I always thought it was Toto, but if, you know, you live in your own fucking world.
Did he jump a horse from one boat to another?
Yeah, through fire.
Oh, yeah, okay, I'll see that.
That one was boring, too. It was boring. Let's talk, it's Halloween month, October. So, do you guys have a favorite scary movie? Anybody? Not the audience.
I love The Ring. You ever
no,
seen
let's
The
go
Ring?
One by one, every Ring. Person here.
Everybody. I like The Ring, Doug, The Ring.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Like
The Ring.
I don't like that kind of stuff. Not that I'm scared, it's because I'm the opposite of scared by it.
You're Do you delighted? Like onion rings?
No. No, the opposite of scared isn't delighted.
Okay,
is it?
Well,
sleepy?
It's bored, yeah. Not bored. Scared.
I think the first Paranormal Activity was scary as fuck.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, because it was so different, like, and I was also like
12.
Eighth grade. It was so scary, Doug. No, like I had to sleep with my mom for like a week after that game. I swear to God. I did.
You had to push Brad Pitt out of her bed.
But it wasn't Brad Pitt. It was me the whole time.
Oh.
Ah.
Apologies to anyone who still hasn't seen Fight Club, because what if you'd listened to this podcast and then watched it? It would have been ruined.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be so weird if you listen, because he's the one that spoiled it. So if he's listening to this podcast and he gets Fight Club spoiled by himself.
It's Back to the Future 2 week.
Great Scott.
Halloween.
Halloween would That's be my pick, too. Yeah. Halloween's my favorite scary movie. Simple, fast-paced, fun synth score, you know. Beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, boop, beep, 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 boop, beep,
The heroine actually does something smart. She grabs a hanger and stabs him in the eyes with the hanger. And then it was one of the first times where the body gets up again anyway, so, you know, she didn't know any better. But,
It's also the most believable body gets up, because he just falls out a window.
Yeah.
It's not like the fifth one where he gets hit by a car.
Yeah.
And someone chops his head off.
Are you talking about Rob Zombie Halloween or the old one?
We're talking about Halloween for seniors.
Yeah.
Not Halloween for young dogs.
The quality's not as good, but it's a better movie.
Which one?
Which one?
The first one.
Yeah, yeah.
The original
yeah,
yeah. one.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't think that movie needed to be remade. I understand, you know, that's a great title. And that,
I think he fucked a horse in the second one. I may be wrong. I could be wrong.
Mike Myers fucked a horse?
Yeah. Or he befriended a unicorn.
You're thinking of the Love Guru.
I could be wrong.
I never get sick of Mike Myers jokes.
I love the Love Guru. That movie's awesome. Mariska Hargitay, Doug. That movie's great. Yeah.
My cousin Olivia Benson, yeah.
Oh,
I gotta have her back. All right, well...
Did you have to go to a re-education camp to learn to say that?
What, Mariska Hargitay?
No, the Love Guru is awesome.
No, again, I was 9 when that came out, so I love those movies.
Those movies.
I haven't like seen it since then.
Yeah.
So it's probably terrible.
Don't do it. It'll really ruin it for you. All right. Here's the part of the show where I say, let the games begin.
Yeah.
The audience has made a lot of wonderful name tags. And I'd like you guys to each select who you would like to play for out of all these amazing name tags. Just go grab the one that you want to play for and bring it back to your seat.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I made a vine of it.
Get your donuts here.
Harlan and Pete, just go grab one.
Oh, okay.
Go physically get it. You've both been on the show before. You should know how it works. We got some little donuts. We got some donut holes. What's happening? All right, Pete's got one. Who are you playing for, Harlan?
I'm playing for the Big Lemikeski. The Big Lemikeski.
And he's got a real genuine bowling pin.
Yeah, that's legit. That's too legit to quit right there.
I'm sorry!
That's really that's real.
I'll read it.
Do I have to read something?
No, there's a shithead on the bottom, but you know how that works. We'll read that if you lose today.
Okay.
Yeah, otherwise, that guy Mike is going to win the... what's your name, Mike?
Yeah.
Lemikeski? All right. You get the house lights can come down again now.
They like to leave them on. I think they're on a timer or something. I like to leave them on for a while. Who you play for, Pete?
I was going to grab the guy who had Pernhub, but then I decided to be funny and then gave it back to him.
That's really what all that ruckus was about.
Really sorry, but I am playing now for Sarasic World.
Sarasic
and
World.
Jurassic combined.
She made a nice original poster.
Because I don't think I said that right. Sarasic World.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
Is there a shithead on the back? Don't read it out loud.
But is there a shit what?
Nothing. Yeah, there is. Don't read that. As he
says, I can't even read it anyway.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Oh, no, I got it. It's a good one.
Yeah. I'll read that if you lose today, but if you don't, then that's that. And who are you playing for, Jeff?
James.
James.
I'm playing for James.
And yeah, and he...
It looks like there's a joint on the back.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's a joint on
I'll
the back.
I'll take that. Hey. Yeah, it's like a...
Can we light that
some
now?
Some sort of pre-rolled or something?
No.
We'll do it after.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Would have been cool if we could do it now.
Yeah. No, I, you know, I quit smoking pot quite frequently. I do it for about 90 minutes. And then my show's over and I pick up the habit again. But yeah, James took a J from a movie marquee, and but then he also wrote James on it. And he gave us this lovely... I can't get it open anyway, but that's here okay. You go.
So right now somebody's going to the new Ames Bond movie.
Jurassic
Good
World?
Good work, buddy. Good work. Thanks for caring.
All right, this first game we're going to play, you don't have to hold that the whole time, Jeff.
Looks like a candy cane, like a holiday treat.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
The J is just an upside down candy cane. Depending on how you hold your candy canes. Are you all right, Jeff?
No.
So complicated.
Yeah.
J's are hard. Tough letter. It's always been a tough letter. It's like a silent J almost.
It's an A pointer in Scrabble.
That's the last thing. Last thing we needed was a big J. We had plenty of those before the show. All right. Let's play a game that I like to call Doug Loves Musicals.
Whoa, easy. Easy, guy. Whoa.
Yeah. It's not easy for most people because they don't love musicals like I do. I'm going to start naming songs from a movie musical. This is just for the fellas up on stage. I know lots of you in the audience are going to know the answer, but hold your tongues. And as soon as you think of, you can guess as many times as you want, but as soon as you think of a movie musical that would have these songs in it, just say it into your microphone. First one to get it wins. What movie musical has all of these songs in it? You'll See... So, can you think of any musicals with a revenge plot?
No.
Or
Sweeney Todd.
Daredevil.
There you go. Another Day.
The Muppets Take Manhattan.
I like that guess.
Thank you.
One Song Glory.
Glory.
Yes, Glory, the Civil War musical.
They don't put enough whimsy in those Civil War movies.
There's a song in this musical called Over the Moon.
Under the Rainbow.
That's not a musical. I Should Tell You. Oh, this is fun. There's a song in this musical called Halloween.
That is fun.
Isn't that fun?
That is fun, yeah.
Are you now, guys... if we guess wrong, are we out of the game?
Yeah, you have to leave the stage.
Great. Huckin'. I don't know.
You can't even guess wrong.
I can't guess wrong. It's not in my genes.
The Nightmare Before Christmas.
No, good guess.
Corpse Bride.
Without You.
You Too.
Your Eyes.
Love Heals. All of these songs are in one movie musical that lots of people in the audience know.
It's a lot of songs.
Tarzan. Yeah.
Les Miserables? I don't know. What was Hugh Jackman singing? I don't know.
No, it wasn't.
Was that Russell Crowe? I don't know. They both should sing. Yes. Anyway, what?
Was it that Woody Allen musical with Ed Norton and Goldie Hawn's little daughter?
I can't accept that as an answer, and also it's wrong.
Sounds right to me.
What year?
What You Own is a song
Rent.
In here? What?
Rent.
Rent is the answer.
You could have said Light My Candle, the only song anyone knows.
Yeah, that you was could coming have said, up. Oh, you could have said 525,600 minutes.
Yeah, I don't think that's what that song's called.
Yeah, it is.
I think it's called Seasons of Love.
Oh, well, I wouldn't have known that.
But the,
I just know the minutes thing.
I didn't get to Santa Fe yet, but Santa Fe is a popular town in musicals. And then... I'll Cover You, Out Tonight, Goodbye Love, and then the very last song, if we'd have gotten that far, it'd been fun to see you guys guess after I said Rent. Because that's what happened the other night with Newsies. The game just became who could say Newsies the fastest after Doug says Newsies.
We should play that game.
Okay. This doesn't count for anything, but I'm going to say a word, and one of you guys... See who can say it back the fastest. You ready?
Ready.
Grenadine.
Grenadine! I didn't even get one fucking letter out.
I love that game. Monopoly.
Monopoly! I don't like this game. I don't like it at all. Now you're abusing me, I think.
This is fun. It's not a game everybody's good at. Not something you can practice.
Practice! Come on, Doug. Any day.
Okay, now I'm going to say a name. I'm going to say a first name and a last name. First one to say the whole name correctly after I say it wins. Okay, ready? Eddie Redmayne.
Eddie Redmayne!
Pete is definitely the champion of this game.
I think I found my talent.
I feel like I'm the guy on Jeopardy with the broken buzzer, man.
Yeah, because one's always broken. That's what keeps that game interesting.
Yeah, yeah. I'm that guy.
Is that true?
It's just a secret. Secret truth. Like somebody taught me that if you hold the floor you want to go to on an elevator, if you hold the floor you want to go to with the door closed button at the same time and hold it for 5 seconds, it takes expressly goes there. It doesn't make any stops. And it's worked every time I've done it in really empty hotels. So I'm still not sure if it's legit. Let's play Last Man Stanton. Now, just to refresh your memories, guys, this is the game where we get an actor or actress and we take turn naming movies that person was in. And as soon as you can't think of one when it's your turn, or you say one that's not right or the right title, then you're out. And people always write to me on Twitter saying they've got the perfect suggestion for this game. And then when I ask them to give it to me, they're like, Zooey Deschanel. I'm like, okay, great. She's been in 6 movies. All right, so probably more. Sorry, Deschanel fans. Where is Betty Lou 88? Sounds like a group of people, so you're disqualified. Which one specifically? There you are. And you said you've got a great name for Last Man Standing today, so let's have it.
Mike Myers.
Mike Myers. Son of a bitch. All right. So, Jeff won the rent game. So we'll start with Jeff and then go to Pete Harlan and me. Just let's name Mike Myers movies. Jeff is shaking his head like, can't believe this is happening. I mean, I know which one I would say if I got to go first, but...
No, I know Wayne's World.
Okay. Pete?
Wayne's World 2.
Okay. It would be weird if I didn't do that one next.
Yeah, no, that's weird if it was I was smart right. Play.
Oh, never mind, I won't.
Yeah,
play.
But it's also good that that was before they started adding dumb subtitles to every movie, because you know, you'd have to say what the rest of it is. And those are hard to remember. Wayne's World 2.
Wayne's
still
Tom.
Not worthy. all right.
You already met the Love
Harlan.
Guru. The Love Guru.
That's one I thought would come out right away.
Yeah. Well, someone, you already said it, so I thought, let's burn it. Let's burn it out.
Yeah, let's get it out of there.
Let's burn it out real fast.
Yeah, let's
French
burn
toast.
It. Let's burn it and turn it.
No, that's a good one. I'm going to remember that one tomorrow. You're on the plane home. I'll get a nice giggle.
All right. I will go with... Oh, these titles are so confusing. I don't want to fuck it up and say it wrong and be out already. But I'll try. So I Married an Axe Murderer. Yeah! Jeff, I'll leave it to you.
Shrek.
Oh.
Nice.
Pete.
Austin Powers Gold Member. What? The fuck?
It's not, see, that's why I didn't want to do any of the Austin Powers.
Oh, fine. Cat in the Hat. Eat balls. How's that? There you go. Someone give me a Heineken. I'm out. Let's go. Fucking. My boy Jeff Danson, everybody.
Hey, will you
he makes pizza chains, the heavy collection on Instagram.
Hey, will you?
Sorry.
Can he bring me a root beer?
What?
Do you think he'll bring me a root beer?
No, it won't have the same effect.
Yeah.
Oh no, I don't want to. I don't.
When you get an answer right, somebody will bring you a root beer.
Okay.
We'll see. All right, so we went with Cat in the Hat instead of that other thing. Because it's true, the Austin Powers titles are long and complicated.
So they don't count.
They count, but you just have to say them right. So, Harlan, what do you got?
Austin Powers, the first one.
What was the whole title, though?
Huh?
Huh?
The whole title.
Yeah, you gotta say the whole title.
Oh, really? Well, he bailed out of Goldfinger.
Gold member.
Yeah.
Austin Powers International House of Pancakes. International Man of Mystery. Man of Mystery. It always goes back to pancakes with me. I don't know why.
Oh, God damn it. Even the Shrek sequels are also complicated. Like, which ones just have a number and which ones have a different name? So I'm not gonna mess around with that, and I'm just gonna say Inglourious Bastards.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Fuck.
Oh man.
This is a tough one. Jeff?
Austin Powers and the Spy Who Shagged Me.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. You did good. Shrek Forever After.
Yeah, that's right.
That's 100% right. I can give you the other ones if you want too.
Not yet.
Why are people getting offended at my sequels? Sorry.
It's the way you're saying them. It's
Mike
kind of
Myers
rude.
Is in the sequels. Yeah. Sorry. Mike Myers doesn't make a movie without it hoping there's going to be a sequel, apparently. Because he's got a lot of them.
I don't know anything else.
Yeah, he's got a lot of series of films. Harlan, you got anything else?
And that's a Chinese movie that he did. You never saw Studio 54.
Actual title.
That was the title, guy. Studio 50. Is it the wrong number?
Shorten it.
54.
Someone in the audience did it. Yeah, they couldn't take it. Yeah, it's just called 54.
54, yeah, I was just testing you. This works both ways, fucker.
All right, I'm just gonna take a fucking stab at it at this point, hope I'm right. Shrek 2. Yeah. It's just called that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
You're a lucky guy.
Jeff?
You're a lucky guy.
You're a lucky guy. Shrek 3.
Nope.
Shrek 3D.
Nope. Nope. Can I go? Please?
Hold on.
Can I go?
No, eat my balls. Damn. Eat my balls, fuckface. Austin Powers and Goldmember.
Did it already.
No, you didn't.
Oh, no.
We didn't officially do that one because you backed off of it when you didn't know the word. You didn't know the easy part.
In?
Yeah.
Eat my balls again. Fuck you. It's not even a real word.
In. I-N.
All right, well, Shrek the Third, motherfucker.
Yeah.
And now I don't know anymore. I'm done. I hope both of you fail.
This might be one of those rare times where we name every single one of a person's films, but Harlan, do you have anything left?
Were both the Wayne's Worlds done?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They were the first and second ones set.
Sure.
Before you said Love
How about Guru. Wayne's World 3 that went right to a DVD? Not a lot of people saw it, but it's out there.
Oh, the guy says he's seen it.
Yeah.
All right. So you're out then, I guess.
Well, let's not say that. How about Skyfall?
All right. So like I said, you're out.
I thought he was like a military guy in Skyfall. He was he's in the war room with
That's Inglourious Bastards.
Damn it.
I'm going to say a documentary that he directed and appears in called Supermensch, The Legend of Shep Gordon.
Really?
Wow.
I really am. It's a motion picture. Documentaries count.
So we did...
I think the game's over anyway.
That feels great.
That might be all of them, unless...
He's got to have a little part in something. Don't say anything, you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, he is. He does a cameo in Puss in Boots?
All right. No, he doesn't. I have seen that movie a lot. No Shrek.
Really?
I don't know. I have seen it, though.
I heard he shows up in it. I haven't seen it.
I don't remember.
We have corroboration from somebody. Do you have children? Yeah, they know. Because those people have to see it repeatedly.
Hey, should we go back around the ones he was in more than once?
Let me guess what Shrek says in the Puss in Boots. Donkey!
There is a Shrek 3D, but it was just a DVD thing.
Yeah.
And, but that he was in count. It. So you were right, but I didn't want you to keep it, so I can use it.
All right, that's good.
What?
No, that's okay. That's fine.
Right?
That's well played.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking it's a little dirty, shirt, so. But it's a competition.
Yeah.
So for
I
me...
take this very seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can tell. Yeah. You're dressed for sports for some reason.
Right. I'm going hunting after this.
All right, Pete, do you have one more?
Well, I guess
Shrek. It seems like we've got them all.
Shrek 3D don't count.
No.
Right?
Why are you doing that? And also, that's funny. But yeah, none of the Halloween movies count just because the guy's name in the movie was Mike Myers.
I can't, man. I honestly think
we're out, but I have one more in the audience. Don't say any. Really?
I have one more. Yeah.
You're already, I think, the winner. But let's, Harlan, do you have anything else?
I ain't got nothing more. No.
Yeah, I don't think I have any more. What's yours, Jeff?
Monty Python: The Meaning of Live.
Yes, that's right. He shows up and hangs out with Monty Python in that documentary that Jeff and I watched together.
On a boat.
I'm gonna stab him. I'm gonna stab him in the neck with his pen right now. All right, dude. What did we miss, you guys?
I'm gonna check.
View from the Top, Mystery Alaska. What?
Austin Powers 4 is in development. Fuck!
The interesting thing for the listeners is that Pete's been looking at IMDb
in
a whole game.
Shrek the Halls! Fuck!
Mystery Alaska. I should have known that one. Because he's into hockey. He's not a goon, though. All right, so Jeff wins that game.
Thank you.
But it's Hollist.
Those are anger claps. They're hate claps, is what they are.
No hate claps allowed in here. This is a peaceful, happy day.
I can take it, Doug.
Okay.
The 7-minute abs guy wants to hate clap me.
I don't get it.
Something about Mary. He's the... Yeah.
7-minute abs guy.
His whole business model was to undercut the 8-minute abs people. Remember?
Remember that, Harlan?
Yeah, I remember that. I was in it, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Your show is painful.
What?
Nothing.
This show?
You're doing great. You kidding me?
I got my ass kicked. I couldn't say the word in time.
No, you're doing great. Like a hamster on a wheel. Like a hamster on a wheel.
Back to something about Mary right there.
Let's do another one. Another quick... Repeat this name back as fast as you can.
It better not be my name.
You ready? Brian Williams.
Brian Williams. Guys,
wow! Holy shit!
They didn't even have their mics up. Your mics were on your laps. You gave that one to me.
Well, they were like gunslingers giving you a chance.
Thank you.
By letting you draw first.
It was a show of respect.
I just feel like you guys didn't want to say the shamed name of Brian Williams.
Yeah. He brought down all Williamses.
And this fucking guy brings an NBC bag to the show and still doesn't utter Brian Williams' name. How dare you,
yes,
sir?
Yes, that also happened.
Yeah.
I gave away that bag, Harlan. I'm not a fan of the network.
Did you even get that bag?
What?
Oh, too insidey? All right. Tried to, like, pile on to Brian how you lied about getting the bag. But I should have just not.
Oh, that's who Brian Williams is.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. He was the guy that was not in the helicopter.
I thought it was the guy who made the Star Wars songs.
No, that's...
John Williams.
I was going to say Robin
You're
Williams.
So dumb.
Or Doug.
Yeah, I've got a new theme song for the show. Yeah.
There you go.
Or was that the Apocalypse Now music? What was I doing? All right, so we got to move on to our biggest and final game of the day. This is the one that's really for all the marbles, Harlan, so you're still in it to
okay,
win it.
Okay, good.
Yeah, this is called Reverse Malton. It's like the old Leonard Maltin game went crazy. And the idea is just bidding on how many names you know from hopefully popular motion pictures that I have chosen. Jeff gets to make the first pick. Jeff, which of these movies do you know the most actors and actresses from? Would it be Bring It On? Drumline? Or Ice Princess.
I don't know.
Yeah. That one's probably not going to get picked.
Wow. Good three, Doug.
So Jeff gets to pick. You know, those are three of my favorite sports films. So Jeff gets to pick one of those, and then I'll tell him how many people Leonard lists in the cast.
Bring It On.
Bring It On. Okay. Bring It On, which just celebrated some anniversary, like 20, yeah. Wait, what? No, 15.
Wait, no, that can't be right.
15, I think. It was made in 2000.
If it was 20, Pete would never have heard of it. Right?
Leonard lists 11 names from the cast of this film, so Jeff is going to bid how many names he can name.
One.
From Bring It On. He says just the one name. Now, Pete, you could bid more names, or you could challenge Jeff to name that one name. How many names do you think you could name from Bring It On?
I think I got two.
So is Drumline that you were excited about earlier?
Drumline? I mean, I know Bring It On pretty well, but I know. Yeah, I will fuck up this whole place on Drumline. I know.
Oh, that's too bad that Jeff picked Bring It On.
Yeah, it really sucks.
All right, so he says he can
name... Nick Cannon, Orlando Jones.
Oh, shit, we're doing it. We're doing it.
No, forget it. That's all I know. Fucking Zoe Saldana, too.
Yeah, right?
That's three.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. That's it.
Playing her own color for once. That's a solid joke. That's not racist. She is blue in Avatar and green in Guardians.
And wasn't she in Star Trek, too?
Yes! But she was just had pointy ears in that. I guess that's a color, too.
Oh wait, actually, I could do three for Bring It On.
Oh, okay, so he's saying...
Yeah, I got three.
All right, so...
I got three.
So he says he can name three people from Bring It On, Harlan. Can you name more people from Bring It On?
I can name two. That's less than three.
Yeah. So it sounds like you're in a position where you might just want to challenge Pete and hope he gets one of them wrong.
Well, does he say
you
it
just
first?
Challenge him, and yeah, then he'll have to do it.
No, but I think he does know another.
Oh, yeah, I totally do.
I'm not going to challenge him. Do I lose if I don't challenge him?
Well, you got to do something.
You're going to lose either way.
All right, then I guess I challenge him.
Yeah.
All right. Eliza Dushku.
Who?
I don't know how to say her last name.
Dushku?
Yeah.
No.
Yes, she is.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. Gabrielle Union. And fucking Kirsten Dunst.
You did it.
Fucking suck my balls.
Whoa, nice, nice.
Are microphones free on Saturday Night Live?
Yes.
That's what they, after every SNL, that's what they do is break all the mics.
Yeah.
I heard that. I heard Prince once broke a mic for 4 hours. That's what happens at every Saturday Night Live after party story is Prince was there for 4 hours. He didn't do anything, and it might not have been Prince. But he was there for 4 hours.
It might have been Cat Williams. Jesse Bradford, Claire Kramer, who's been on this show a bunch of times. And then my favorite, the guy, Ian Roberts, has a very funny part in Bring It On.
How about Jamie Presley? Isn't
teacher.
She in it?
No,
Jamie
she's not
Presley.
In
it. Elvis Presley, is he in it?
You might be thinking of Bring It On too. Keep Brying in it.
Okay, you're right. I was thinking.
Or Bring It On 3. That shit was broad.
Now, isn't it Bring It On Again?
Probably.
Is it?
I was just having fun.
Yes. You ask the audience and you'll get an answer. Sometimes it's not right and we have to call the corrections department. I'm going to find out about it tomorrow. Mike Myers wasn't in Puss in Boots.
All right. I bet he was, though.
He wasn't.
He wasn't?
No. I'll look at it again, but...
Oh, you looked it up?
Stop
looking at your phone. We're playing games.
What? Fuck, you look at your phone the whole fucking time?
Eat balls, dog.
No, he wasn't. So you actually didn't win.
Okay, we gotta start the whole thing over.
No, we can't. Oh. Yeah. We can't turn back now, Marty.
There's an asterisk on this episode.
Yeah, it's not the first time I won that game here with a fake movie.
But this is the game that really counts anyway. So far, we've been accurate.
I have to pee.
Pete has a point. Jeff gets to pick again, but the order changes this time. It'll go to Harlan second. Jeff, which one of these films do you think you know the most actors from? Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead.
That's a movie?
Yeah. That probably gave him a clue that you might not know any names from that one. The Thing. Not the old one, the newer one. I apologize. The middle one. The one that's just right. From 1982. And then... just a quinky dink that there was a name tag out there. That Thing You Do.
Oh, that one.
So Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead, That Thing You Do, or The Thing?
That Thing You Do.
All right. From 1996, Leonard lists 6, 9, 12, 14 names. 14 names from That Thing You Do. It's a great song to get stuck in your head. How many can you name, Jeff?
I'm going to say 7.
So 7 names for That Thing You Do. Harlan?
1. Just being real, I only know 1.
Welcome back to the pretty much the same position you were in last time. Although
it feels real warm.
Although in this case, I think you have a better shot at him failing. I mean, 7 names is a lot of names.
Yeah, so should I challenge him?
Yeah,
a challenge.
I think so.
I throw in the challenge. Well, just verbal challenge.
He's throwing in the verbal challenge at you, Jeff, to name 7 people from That Thing You Do. I won't say if any are right or wrong till we hear all 7.
Man, I had no idea I could do 2.
Oh, I got him. I
got challenged.
I got him.
Okay.
I win.
Jonathan Shake. I don't know how to pronounce that name. S-C-H-A-E-C-H. Tom Everett Scott. Ethan Embry. Steve Zahn. Giovanni Ribisi. Liv Tyler. And Tom Hanks.
Whoa! Can you do 8?
Yeah, Peter Scolari.
Peter Scolari did not make the list in the cast, but I think that's because he gets a mention in the review.
While you're at it, why don't you just name the fucking extras, dude? Ass.
Well, he went around and named all the members of the band, and then the girlfriend, and then the manager. So
it's not that
impressive.
I can name 11.
Which one? What other ones? He's just kidding around. But But Charlize Theron was in there.
Oh, yeah.
Bill Cobbs, Oba Baba Tunde, Alex Rocco, Chris Isaac, Kevin Pollak.
Wow. Oh. Wow. Tom Hanks. And didn't Tom and Hanks produce that? Clint Howard. Directed?
Meatloaf. Hmm? Yeah.
Tom.
And
yeah.
wrote it.
Hanks, yeah.
Oh, wow. He wrote that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. Leonard calls it a likable yarn because in his previous life he was a kitten. All right, so Jeff has a point. Harlan, you got to get in the game.
Ouch.
We're merely playing to 2 points, and Pete gets to start us off, but then it comes right to you, Harlan. So hopefully things will work out better for you this time.
You ever have one of those days where you wish you just, like, took too many sleeping pills and wake up? Well, that's going to be tomorrow.
I think you're putting a little too much weight on this podcast, man.
All right, we start with Pete. You get to pick the movie. Which one do you know more people from? Cars? Or Used Cars? Or Carlito's Way? The Pixar animated classic, or the Robert Zemeckis comedy, or...
Can I have another three?
Or... All right, we're throwing those out. The next
yeah.
three...
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know any of the most fucking shitty movies.
Do you... Wait, you didn't like Cars
I've
when
never
you
seen
were...
any of those.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
And that lady went, ow. For the, that's a weird thing to do that for. That Pete hasn't seen any of these films. I don't think these next three are going to be any better. But here's what I'll do. So Harlan still has a shot here in this game. Keep him in the action. You're going to go first, Pete. But these next three, Harlan gets to pick which one we're going to do.
All right, fine.
Because you're throwing out these other three. It could only get better, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I mean,
here we go. From 1939. No, this is a fun one. Valentine's Day, New Year's Eve, or Pretty Woman. Don't look at him.
Who's picking?
You are picking. But then Pete has to go first.
All right, I'll pick New Year's Eve.
Oh, thank God. All right.
Oh, my All right. God.
I can think of one person that Pete knows that's in New Year's Eve. All right, he lists, get ready for this. Holy shit.
Like 30, right?
13, 16, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30. He lists 32 names.
Here's where I dominate.
I can name maybe four.
He says he can name four, Harlan.
Challenge right away. Right away. He knows none. There's no one.
Bon Jovi. Taylor Lautner. I could be mixing up New Year's Eve and Valentine's Day, but whatever.
You could be, yes.
Okay. Bon Jovi, Taylor Lautner. There's a couple other people that are too good.
Why are people in the audience saying names? What's your reason? That's what I thought.
Yeah, don't help me.
yeah, don't help him. We're still playing
all right,
game.
There
up
has
here.
To be some girls in there, right?
Well, there doesn't have to be.
There's definitely Taylor Lautner and Bon Jovi and Zac Efron.
Bon Jovi?
Yeah, I know he's in one of those. He's in Valentine's Day or New Year's Eve. Fuck off, Harlan. Anyway.
Who else was in it? The lead singer from REO Speedwagon, for fuck's sake?
No, I'm right. I know I'm right.
Kevin Cronin.
Jessica Biel.
All right, so those are your four names. You know, he said four. He said Zac Efron. He said Bon Jovi. He said...
Taylor Lautner.
Seth Meyers.
No, Taylor Lautner.
Oh, Taylor Lautner. And...
Jessica Biel.
Yeah, and the point is, Taylor Lautner is not in this film.
He was in Valentine's Day with his then girlfriend Taylor Swift, I think.
Right.
And
yeah, those are the same movie.
Yeah. I mean,
Taylor Lautner and Taylor Swift were dating each other. Like, they're both, their names are Taylor.
Yeah.
Yeah. It makes it easy to not fuck up when you're making love. Oh, Taylor.
Oh, myself.
Oh, me.
You millennials are fucking nuts. Eat my balls, millennials. I took your phrase.
Very nice.
So Harley Williams gets a point. We have a three-way tie.
You did that on purpose, didn't you? God, it's my buddy right here.
Was it Bon Jovi? Wasn't it, right?
Yes, he was.
Ha ha! Bon Jovi, wasn't it?
Was it?
It's the little victories that matter.
Yeah.
Was that the one he got the Oscar for?
Yes.
Fuck, these are great. Long hair or short?
It's kind of short, I guess.
It was short in that movie? Yeah, I only watch his long hair movies.
I mean, I don't... His hair is never really long. It's more poofier than sometimes.
It's poofy, right? Yeah.
Okay. All right, so Jeff gets to go first, and then we're coming to you, Harlan, and then to Pete for the exciting final tie-breaking round of Reverse Malton. I get to pick the movie in this case, and I picked one that has a lot of cast members. We mentioned it on the last show during Last Man Stanton, and I was like, this is going to be a perfect tie-breaking title. And the film is JFK. And Leonard lists. Twenty-two names. Not quite as many as New Year's Eve, but still a lot
six.
Of names. Whoa, Jeff out of the gate with six names, Harlan.
Oh, okay. I can name three.
Team Harlan.
Thank you, Dad. My dad's younger than me, by the way, but he's... He's a great guy. She's a great guy.
It sounds like you're just going to have to challenge Jeff.
Challenge.
And then Pete's going to be boxed out. Sorry, Pete.
You're challenged right now.
Okay.
I got to pee anyway.
He's got to pee anyway.
Can I go pee while you do this?
Yeah, yeah. There goes P. Davison. Can you pass me his name tag? Jeff, yeah. Do you mind? Or Harlan? Or both? Harlan. Thank you. It is hard to read that shithead. Woo! I can't tell what that says. Oh, I get it. You don't know how her name is spelled, but I agree. I agree. All right. I don't even know. I might be spelling it wrong. Okay, so he says six names from JFK. And you have to do it by the time Pete comes back from the bathroom.
Okay. Kevin Costner. Kevin Bacon. Gary Oldman. Tommy Lee Jones.
Like somebody just whistled like he's sexy. Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy. Hey. Now you're like... This is being rude, but Tommy Lee Jones does have a rugged masculinity. I wouldn't know so much if I would whistle when I saw him walk by, but I might be like, that's a tall drink of water.
Yeah, there probably isn't a woman out here that would love to be kissed by Tommy Lee Jones while he's kissing you. Feel the bags under his eyes rub your face. He's got the biggest bags under his fucking eyes. It's like elf luggage.
It's experience.
I heard they charged him extra for those when he tried to fly in Delta.
They stuff his face in the overhead.
There's no way Tommy Lee Jones doesn't have medallion status on Delta. He probably checks them for free.
Okay, also, how many names have you said so far?
I said all six.
No, you didn't. Let's recap.
I said four. Kevin Costner, Kevin Bacon, Tommy Lee Jones,
tall
whistle,
drink.
Whistle.
Yeah.
Everybody got boned up. Gary Oldman.
Uh-huh. We need two more out of 22.
Walter Matthau.
Mm-hmm.
and Jack Lemmon.
What? This isn't The Odd Couple. This is an important political drama in which they both appeared. You are correct.
I just got back
before he got back. That was perfect.
Tommy Lee's eyes look like marshmallows. You think I was going to miss that?
Can I give a glory mention to one of the cast members? Can I give a glory mention?
Sure.
John Candy. Come on.
Yeah, of course. The great John Candy.
John Candy.
Brian Doyle Murray.
It's a glory mention.
Newman was in it. Wayne Knight, he was in there. And Kevin Costner was like, Newman. Michael, of course, Michael Rooker, past guest on this show. Yeah. All right, so that means that Jeff is our winner, everybody. Come and get all your stuff, James. Congratulations.
Yeah, dude.
You guys pass that bowling pin down here?
Sure, I've heard that statement.
Or just the post-it on the bottom will help? Oh, how, what'll this sound like when it hits the stage?
I didn't like that. I didn't like the way that sounded.
No, it was, sounded like somebody's head was getting kicked in. Sounded like a scene from American
Nathan
History
O-ODB?
X.
Nathan ODB?
What?
Oh, what?
OPD.
Nathan OPD. There you go. I was peeing and he came in. I couldn't get out of it.
Wait, while you were in the bathroom, this guy was like, hey, can you give me a shout out before the show's over?
No, he's the guy I picked his card and then told him to go fuck off. And then told
oh, okay. You want to give him credit?
Pernhub. There you go.
Okay.
All right.
Harlan is at the other Comedy Works here in town tonight. Are you there tomorrow night, Harlan?
What's that?
Tomorrow night?
No, just tonight. Just two tonight. Shows, early show, 7:15, and another show, I think, at 10 or something.
And where
like
do
that.
The listeners go to see all your tour dates and whatnot?
That you can go to my podcast, The Harland Highway. We have a brand new app, The Harland Highway app. You can get it on your phone, download it for free, and you can hit harlanwilliams.com. There you go.
Thank you, Harlan Williams.
Thank you, buddy. Always a pleasure.
Pete Davidson's going to get to do sketches with Donald Trump very soon on the next episode. Is it the next new one?
Yeah, it's in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah, November 7th,
hat,
I think.
If you wear your hat around, if you just blend in. Donald Trump is a monster.
Whoa. Don't you mean President Trump? Come on. Get it right, guy. President Trump. Show some respect.
Yeah. You should
boom, that's right. Boom. It's President Trump. Yeah, thank you for your support, fucking guy. Fucking bearded guy.
I heard that Nora Dunn refuses to be on the Donald Trump episode.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. So.
Yeah, you got to do your job. But man, was that cool seeing you get to talk to Brian Fellows on that Tracy Morgan sketch.
That was sick.
That was so great.
That was so much fun.
Yeah, so good to see him back and just doing that dumbass. That character is one of the dumbest things ever.
It's great.
Just so fucking funny.
My favorite thing.
The guy with an animal show that doesn't give a shit about the animal.
I got I got him to say Tartufo. The whole week I was trying to get him to say Tartufo, and he did it. He was like, Tartufo! Fucking great. If you were there, I guess.
I love it. And you got more tour dates coming up when you're off from SNL, right?
Yeah,
is there a website?
There's no website. It's Twitter or Instagram, Pete Davidson. I'm in D.C. in January and in Florida somewhere in January. Yeah.
You don't need to pinpoint it. They'll find you.
It'll be there. I don't know.
Somewhere in Florida. And Jeff, what do you got going on, buddy? You're still on tour with Emma Arnold?
Yeah. We got that big tour. It starts up November 8th again in Dayton at Wiley's Comedy Club in Dayton, Ohio. Then we're doing... Nashville and Memphis and Cincinnati and Austin and we got a bunch of dates.
Just what are you doing next Saturday?
Next Saturday?
Yeah.
Halloween?
Halloween, yeah.
Oh, you want me to say it?
No, I'm just asking if you have any, do you have any plans?
I don't have any Halloween plans, no.
Oh,
I'm not
really?
Much of a Halloween fella.
Okay, liar.
Oh. Do you want me to say it?
What?
Yeah. I'm with you, dude.
Huh?
I'm doing Doug Loves Movies in Tampa.
Why would... The guests are a secret. Why would you say that? Go to DougLovesMovies.com for all of my information. One more time for Harlan Williams, Pete Davidson, and Jeff Tate. As always, everyone moving to Colorado is a shithead. And Donald Trump and Carly Fiorina are shitheads. Now it's time for them to watch a guy on your hockey. Eyes are cold as you and cowards make tick-tocky.